Hello, and thank you for joining Carving Rock Ministries, Pastor Tim.
And Joy.
Thank you. We really appreciate you being with us tonight, and we're going to stay in Romans. We're going to move over to chapter 3 this evening and move through the Word of God and talk about
Jesus.
Talk about whatever He has us to talk about. That's right.
Amen.
So, Joy, you want to open up a prayer?
God, we just thank you so much. You are a good God. We have bad days. We have terrible things happen in our lives. But we can still count on you, Lord. And we thank you for it. God, we ask that you be with our families, our friends, our loved ones. We put on the full armor of God today, and we ask that you open our ears, Lord, to your word. Open our hearts and our minds. Take the scales from our eyes, Lord God, that we can see what it is you would have us to see. We thank you so much for sending Jesus to the cross for us. You are a good God. Thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for opening with prayer.
You're welcome.
Joy. So we're going to, we are going to jump ahead. We were in Romans chapter 1 yesterday and touched on a little bit of 2, but we're going to move into chapter 3. We're not going to go verse by verse through Romans because there's some circumcision and talking about the Jews and the Gentiles, but we do want to hit some key points. So we're going to move ahead to Romans chapter 3 verse 9 is where we're going to start. And in my Bible, it says the heading on that. Top of 9 says, all have sinned.
Yes.
So we'll go ahead and start reading from there. And right here, just a quick reference, Paul is talking about Jews and Gentiles. So just to clarify. So he starts out with, what then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of the asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. In the way of the peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And we'll stop right there, because the next section, starting in verse 21, the heading is God's righteousness through faith. But first we'll talk about all have sinned.
Yeah.
So the Bible says we have all sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. But
yeah.
The amazing thing that God has done is provided us a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's provided us a way out through Jesus.
Yes.
So he sent Jesus to earth. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He walked and talked. But then when it came time for him to be crucified, he was crucified for all of our sins. Not ours here in this room, mm-hmm. but our sins of the world who believe and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and believe that he went to the cross, died for your sins, and went to the grave and was resurrected 3 days later.
Amen.
So there's a lot there. Yes, all have sinned, but Jesus has given us a way out. And it's God's free gift to everybody.
Yeah, 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. And in saying that, so with Jesus going to the cross, we are redeemed. because his blood is spilled for us, and we are covered by the blood. Our sins are covered by the blood so that we might be saved. And the Bible says that we might be saved is because, first of all, we got to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
yeah,
and then we will be saved. There's no might about it. It is a promise. It is a promise of God.
Because and we'll go ahead and read. Justified freely by his grace.
Right. And I was going to say, we'll go ahead and read that next section.
What, 23, 24, 25?
Well, starting in 21.
Okay.
And go to 26. So, like I said, the heading says God's righteousness through faith. So here we go. Verse 21, chapter 3 of Romans. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe. That's the key right there, all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as appropriation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
Amen.
So right there is saying that you are justified. When you have faith in Jesus, you are justified. You are righteous in God's eyes because you're covered by the blood of Jesus that was spilt at the cross at Calvary for you.
Amen. I have a little side note on 25, and I just wrote, God passes over our previous sin. That is, it's something you have to grasp, that he really does forgive you. Because I know when I became a Christian, and still to this day, and other Christians I meet will tell me the same thing, the very hardest thing to do is to forgive, and to forgive yourself. Once you forgive other people, you start being like, oh, this Jesus thing is awesome. I forgive these people that have hurt me, that have, you know, destroyed you, they've tore you down. And it's awesome when you can get to that place. But most people have the hardest time forgiving themselves.
Right.
And we have to get to that place where you, you know, give your own self a break and you forgive yourself. And I don't know what it'll take, or, you know, how long it'll take, but you have to get to that point where, you know what, we've all messed up. I've got to forgive myself. I've got to be able to move on. And he even promises right there, he passes over our previous sin, but we remind ourselves sometimes.
We do. It's absolutely right. We do. We remind ourselves of what we've done in the past, and we beat ourselves up and tear ourselves down and say, I'm not worthy to be in the presence of God, or to even be reading his word, or be in the Bible, or even to be co-heirs with Christ to have eternal life. You think that sometimes, especially when you're a new Christian, you don't understand them.
And Satan's trying to pull you back. He's trying to pull you away from Jesus.
World.
So he keeps saying, you, telling you those things. He's lying in your ear. You know, the mind is the battlefield, and that's the truth. And so you're attacked in your mind that you aren't good enough. Why do you think you're cleaned up? You're still dirty. All of those are lies from Satan.
Yep.
Because Jesus says, if you believe in me, that I did die for you, came back 3 days later, I rose. He's there for you, but Satan wants to trick you and deceive you, make you think those things aren't true, and they are true. He's waiting for you. He loves you. When you mess up, he still loves you. He's still waiting. He just wants a relationship with you.
Yeah, and I when I first was a Christian, I struggled with the forgiveness thing, forgiving others. And so I would hold, so I'm part Greek and Italian, and so our Greek side of the family, the joke in our family was that we could hold a grudge for 900 years. And so
Greeks can hold a grudge.
Yeah, the Greek
years.
Greeks can hold a grudge for 900 years. So, and we would hold a grudge. So somebody that hurt you you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, you hold on to that. And then when you see that person, you're like, ah, there's that person that hurt me. But you got to forgive them. You got to move on, because a lot of times people that have hurt you in the past don't even know that you still have anger toward them or unforgiveness toward them. And they've moved on with their lives and they're just
skipping. You're sitting there spinning your wheels.
Yeah, they're skipping down the sidewalk and whistling and having a good old time. And you're still stewing about what they did in the past. And
you know, now that you bring that up, I recognize that in you, mm-hmm. that you had that potential to pay back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
When we, you know, we've been together now around long time. 20 years. Yeah. And I didn't know that was a thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I see it or saw it. And I didn't even know, but it had been spoken over you too. And that's another thing that's very powerful in this world.
Power
is people
words.
Speaking things over you. People speak up. The Bible says you have life and death in your tongue, the power of cursings and the power of blessings. And what Tim was just saying, you know, that had been spoke over him. And as a kid, you just, you know, you just kind of accept, well, this is my family. This is who we are. We're grudge holders. Mm-hmm. And that's not who God
Jesus.
Has you to be. Yeah. But you don't know that as a kid. But from being just very young, you can already have things spoken over you, kind of put on you, and you sort of just accept it or fall into
right.
it.
And, go.
And you have to pull away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start realizing those things as you get older or become a Christian, you start seeing it.
Right. And going back to that unforgiveness, the thing is, once you forgive that person, you are the one that's released.
You're free. Yeah.
You're released, not them. That because they may not have a clue that you have a grudge against them or any kind of anger, unforgiveness, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And you're the whole holding on. So you're the one that's released. When you forgive somebody, you are released. And so that's one thing that I wanted to say.
It's very important too, because Jesus does mention if you don't forgive others, I won't forgive you. So it's not really a request. It's something you're going to have to get to the, you know, meat and bones of the whole thing and make it happen in your life some kind of way. And with Jesus's help, with God's help, you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Without his help, you know, you'll just, like Tim said, you'll hold a grudge for 900 years. It's hopeless without Jesus's help especially to forgive yourself.
Yeah. And going back to that, it's not that you have to track this person down and say, hey, I forgive you. You don't have to do that. You just have to pray to God and say, Lord, forgive me for holding a grudge against them and the unforgiveness against them. Help me release that. And I forgive that person from here forward.
Yeah.
You don't have to track the person down. You just need to pray to God and ask him to forgive you. And that'll release you from that unforgiveness that you have. When you pray that prayer, just Lord, help me to forgive that person, move forward. And, you know, I'm going to move forward and not hold, because we're bad about holding on to baggage. People call it baggage. Yeah. You know, some people say, oh, I've got a lot of baggage. And so we do. People
we
do.
Yeah.
Like you said, Joy, it's like when growing up, you think this is the way life is supposed to be. This is our
heritage, your family, your background.
Yeah, background. This is just who we are. And really, when you're with Jesus, or Jesus is in you, and you have Jesus in your life,
he's your family and your background.
he's your background. He's your new background when you are born again. So
one of the ways I help people, or told people when I did get saved, I went through a pretty not good divorce years ago, and was kind of tormented really by him and his girlfriend. And I remember, and I've used it as an example for many, many years, I couldn't forgive at the time. I just knew I couldn't in my heart. I was so hurt. And I prayed every day for over a year. God, I forgive them. I love them. Help me. I knew it wasn't true in my heart at the time, but I had to say it and I had to pray it. I absolutely had to, because I had to be set free from it. And it took about a year, but I was set free, and I had to do that for me to move on to mm-hmm. get to the new things that God had for me. Otherwise, right. I'd still be stuck right now today.
Oh, yeah.
In
we
some
all would.
Way with my life. Mm-hmm. We all would. So yeah. You can do it. You may not feel like you can. You absolutely can. It yeah. may take, you know, shorter time than it takes other people. It may take mm-hmm. a little longer. But you speak it with your mouth. You believe it in your heart. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Forgive yourself. Give yourself a break. Give people yeah. that have hurt you and wronged you a break.
Because God gives you a break. Yeah. I always said God is a God of second chances, third chances, yeah. fourth, fifth, sixth. I don't know how many chances he's given me to yeah. get to where I'm at and where we're at yeah. today in our ministry work, in our lives, whether it be financially, with jobs, you know. Peace.
So
I mean, there's
different
so many different avenues.
Yeah.
yeah, so many different avenues that he has his hand on and touches and prospers because we got closer and closer to him through the word of God
mm-hmm.
and got to know who Jesus is and who God is. You got to be in the word to understand that. We can't do that for you.
Yeah.
We can kind of do these podcasts and lead you and guide you, but a person's got to do it for themselves. And like I said, I used to listen in my car when I had long drives or when I worked at night and I drove a lot.
Right.
I'd have the Bible play on my phone and just all night long, the Bible would just play.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can tap the screen and highlight stuff. And of course, I'm not saying do that while you're driving, but.
Yeah, but still, there's ways.
Be
close to Jesus. You know, you can go down the road all day or half the day listening to music that doesn't fill you up, and or you can listen to, like he's talking about, listen to the word, and mm-hmm. inevitably your cup's gonna get fuller and fuller
oh, yeah.
here and there, little bit by little bit.
Yep. So just important for this little section we're talking about is just that forgiveness. I'd like to go ahead and finish up. There's just a few more verses in chapter 3 of Romans, and then we'll close out. So starting in verse 27, and it goes down to 31. So, and the title on this says boasting excluded. So it says, where is boasting then? Is it excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is it he is the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, do we then make a void of the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law.
And so, that's what Jesus came for.
And
he
that's what
he
Jesus
came
for.
To fulfill the law, not to cancel out all the old rules and regulations in the Old Testament. Nobody mm-hmm. could keep all of those laws.
Yeah. The Old Testament law.
He came to fill it, and fulfill it, and he fulfilled it
yep.
for us.
He fulfilled the law and all the prophecies of the Old Testament, and died on that cross for us, for everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for, Lord God, thank you for putting your son Jesus on that cross for us,
yes.
that we're forgiven of our sins, that you've prepared a place for us, and that he died for our sins, and we are covered by the blood. We
yes.
are a new creation. And righteous in your eyes, Lord. We thank you
yeah.
for that. We thank you for Jesus.
Yeah.
So let's close out. And
you're a good God.
Mm-hmm. But Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings, Lord. We take up the full armor you provide for us, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, girdle of loins with the truth, shod of feet with the gospel of peace, that will stand strong against the enemy. You didn't give us a backplate to turn and run, that our back's protected. We don't have anything covering our back, that we stand strong, face forward, and face our fears, our enemies, and your holy name, that we move forward by the word of God and stand on the rock that you are. We thank you, Lord, for all that you provide for us. We thank you for the hedge of protection you put around us. Again, we lift up Israel and all that's going on over there. Lord, be with the people, the innocent bystanders, protect them. And just be with them, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for loving us first. And we thank you for putting Jesus on that cross for us. And folks, we thank you for joining us tonight. We thank you for your support. And we thank you for for listening to Car from the Rock Ministry. We appreciate you. Let's God, give God a hand clap of praise. Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Thank you, everybody. See you next time.